Moncrief on News Talk.
A piece of ice has just arrived in the UK, but it's not any old ice. It comes from Antarctica and it's thought to be around 1.5 million years old. Dr. Liz Thomas is head of ice core research at the British Antarctic Survey. Good afternoon, Liz.
Good afternoon.
How big is this piece of ice?
Well, the section of ice that we have, we've got them cut into sticks that are 3.5 centimetres by 3.5 centimetres. But we've actually got 190 metres of them if we put them all together.
And how long did it take to drill down far enough to get a piece of ice that was old enough for your requirements?
So this is part of a really big European project that's really been in the making for probably more than a decade. And so it's taken at least 4 drilling seasons in Antarctica. And this is big teams of people from France, Germany, Italy, going and drilling down through the Antarctic ice sheet in East Antarctica and reaching a depth of 2.8 kilometres. So it's a big project in the drilling and collection of the core. And now we're finally receiving the ice ready to actually start doing the science on it.
Yeah. Is it an estimate that it's 1.5 million years old, or is it there or thereabouts as far as you realise?
So we're fairly confident by linking it up with previous records that we have. So our previous longest ice core goes back 800,000 years. So we're fairly confident that we match that record. And we think we get down to 1.2 million years, but we actually still have quite a lot of ice remaining below that depth. So that's why we're, I guess, fairly hopeful at the moment that we will go beyond 1.2 million years, hopefully to 1.5. But the truth is, we won't actually know how old the ice is until we've melted it and done the analysis.
Yeah. And so what kinds of things do you expect to find within this?
So the reason we're looking at this particular time period, because it's, you know, 1 million years ago, it's actually very relevant for the future, because what we're interested in is really understanding how climate is going to change. And an important component of that is the carbon cycle. So really how much greenhouse gases are in our atmosphere. And the reason why this particular period 1 million years ago is interesting is because we think that the natural cycles, the natural climate system, was actually potentially fairly similar to the way the climate is headed. And by that, I mean the ice sheets were actually a bit smaller than they are today. Sea levels were higher. And it's possible that actually the carbon dioxide concentration was similar to what we're seeing today. So that's why we want to go back and look at this period in our climate history to see if we can unlock some clues or learn some, increase our understanding of how the climate works so that we can better predict the future.
And the shifts in climate 1.5 million years ago, were they more rapid?
Exactly. So what we have from some evidence from different archives, so marine sediment cores, is that actually about 1 million years ago, our shift from warm period to cold period, so we call these glacial cycles, these are all part of just natural processes. We think they occurred on the order of every 40,000 years. And this is just due to slight changes in the Earth's axis, so slight changes in the orbit and slight changes in the tilt. But what seems to have happened is as we've gone more into the present, we've shifted these glacial cycles. So they're taking much longer. So the more recent ones are taking 100,000 years. And what that means is they're actually much more extreme. So the cold periods are colder and the warm periods are warmer. So our ice sheets can get very big during the glacial periods, so sometimes referred to as ice ages, but then potentially very small during the warm periods. And we want to understand why was it that these cycles occurred 40,000 years and then they've shifted to these longer 100,000-year cycles.
Will there be examples of frozen life in there, do you think?
Well, we're looking for a whole range of things. So what we're going to be measuring is what we call the impurities. And these are really anything in the ice that has come from somewhere else as a sort of simplistic way of thinking about it. So it's the different chemistry that may have been blown in. So dust particles, for example, or it could be some of the biology coming from the ocean. So we know that the surface of the ocean has phytoplankton, marine diatoms, and we know that they will get blown and deposited on the ice sheet. So that's a sort of form of life. They're no longer living, these diatoms, when we find them. But we are also hoping that this ice, other groups across Europe may be looking to see if there is actually biology and things still alive or cells that are still viable within this ice.
Yeah, gosh. And is it even known what kind of life existed that long ago?
Well, we have some evidence from other ice cores that have been drilled all the way down to the bottom of an ice sheet that they've been able to track environmental DNA, for example. So we know that there is life. One of the problems with Antarctica is that it's so far away and the ice sheets are so big that actually it's a very long distance from any, any animal life. So the chances of there being sort of viable biological material is probably fairly slim.
But at the time, if you do find some kind of microscopic life, at the time it existed, would it have been, was there even an ice cap there? Were they underneath it, or would the ice cap have been thinner, for example?
Well, we think that the ice on Antarctica has actually been there for quite a long time, so many millions of years. So maybe as far as 5 million years ago, we've got evidence that there was some ice remaining on the continent, but it still would have been very cold. So it would have had limited life in that time frame.
Mm. How long will it take you to kind of assess everything in the ice?
So this is a really big project for us. We've been working and preparing for this for a long time. But once we actually start melting the ice, we're planning on it taking about 7 weeks. And this will be very long days. So we have a method called continuous flow analysis. And what this means is rather than cutting up the ice into small samples and putting it into different analytical instruments, we actually melt it continuously. And then that liquid flow that comes from it feeds multiple instruments all at the same time, so they can simultaneously do the analysis and we can watch the data in real time. So this really, really speeds everything up for us. But it's still going to probably mean us working in the lab from about 7 in the morning until 10 at night over a period of 7 weeks. So a long time.
And is it has the ice been sent to other labs as well for analysis?
Exactly. Yeah. So the lab is the ice is being split across lots of different laboratories across Europe. And we're actually hosting other members of the European ice core community here in the labs in Cambridge. So there's different groups that have different specialisms and they'll be joining us. But we have the section that's purely looking at the impurities, whereas there's another section of the core that's going to extract the greenhouse gas record, another section that's just focusing on the carbon dioxide. So there's lots of different things all happening in different labs across Europe.
When you're finished, what do you do with the water? Do you just flush it down the sink? Seems a shame.
No. This is so precious. There is not a drop that is going to waste. So every little bit that is melted is going into a dedicated instrument or is going into small sample vials so that we can collect that liquid for analysis in different laboratories. So there's other groups, for example, who their instruments maybe are too big to bring to Cambridge. So we're going to send them small amounts of the liquid to their laboratory so they can do the analysis. So absolutely nothing will be wasted and nothing will go anywhere near the sink.
Liz, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Liz Thomas, Head of Ice Core Research at the British Antarctic Survey.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.